Blog Talk Radio. Around today's subject. Then We will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's show. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. So now would be the right time to get your notepads and pens and tablets and all of that if you don't already have it. So as those questions come up, you can jot them right on down. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, we're talking about the birth of a dream. The birth of a dream. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we have a special all-star in-studio guest, Dr. Veronica Wilson-Lowry. But what Dr. Veronica does not know, she's hearing this for the very first time. She doesn't know that Coach Adams saw a movie in 2015, and this movie was titled Joy, based on the story of Joy Mangiano, who is an inventor of the self-ringing miracle mop. I'm sure many of us have the self-ringing miracle mop in our homes. And Joy was played by Jennifer Lawrence. And what I love about this story and why Dr. Veronica does not know this, because I encounter and engage with a lot of people, right? It's normal that you normally meet someone that says, hey, I want to write a book for people in the entertainment industry, so on and so forth, or I'm going to start my business. Dr. Veronica was my first inventor that I met up close and personal. And I have always been intrigued since having the pleasure of meeting her many years ago through my involvement, as all many of you that are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays. You know, I serve as the global master trainer for Al and Hattie Hollingsworth's Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap. And I actually met Dr. Veronica at a Vertical Leap. And when she started to speak about her invention, I was in awe and I was wowed by it. Now, you see, I met Dr. Veronica many years before the movie Joy came out. But the connecting point for me was that the movie Joy was based on a female inventor. And by this time, Dr. Veronica and I, we were out of touch, not out of heart, but out of touch. And so when I saw the movie in 2015, it tugged on my heartstrings and reminded me, hey, you remember Dr. Veronica and that beautiful invention that she created? Well, Dr. Veronica is a global businesswoman and entrepreneur and patented inventor of the Happy Helping Hands. And we're going to hear more about that. Dr. Veronica gives all the glory to God for a wonderful, miraculous life in Him, full of power, dominion, and authority. Virtual boardroom audience, help me welcome into the boardroom today as we talk about the birthing of a dream, Dr. Veronica Wilson-Lowry. Dr. Veronica, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here on tonight.
It is so exciting to hear you and to have you. And the reason why I'm so excited is because I know that our global listening audience listening in today, that they're really going to glean some great wisdom from your journey. tell us about Happy Helping Hands, but kind of help to build this up. And where did this Happy Helping Hands come from? You know, did it just pop out of the sky? tell us the inspiration for this witty idea that not only did you see it on the inside, apparently, but you stepped it out and executed on it. So share with us, build us up into your story of how Happy Helping Hands came into play.
Okay, I will. You know, I got started in business at the early age. I was an entrepreneur at 24. And what I did was I had homes for people who were developmentally disabled. So I housed them. And pretty much I worked in the homes myself and had other staff. But I came from a really big family, had lots of friends and lots of community involvement. So because I was one of the first entrepreneurs at an early age in my family, although my grandmother was an entrepreneur and got me started in that business, people always seemed to think I was just at home and I had this leisure life. So I ended up sometimes being a babysitter or watching, you know, someone dropping their child off. So on this one particular day, I live in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. I was asked to keep a small baby, but I had to go and handle some very important business papers across the San Francisco Bay Bridge. I live in the East Bay at that time, and I had to drive across the San Francisco Bay Bridge with a small baby. And as I was driving, if anyone knows the San Francisco Bay Area, that is a real drive with lots of traffic. And I had, at that time, they made you put the baby car seat in the back seat facing the back. So I had this small baby, and as soon as I entered the Bay Bridge, the bottle, I had a baby bottle propped with some baby blankets. I had it rolled like you would roll a towel or something, and I had the bottle propped because I had to keep going. I had a time schedule, and I didn't want to say no. I wanted to help the person so that they could go to work, and I kept the baby, and I could do what I did. So the baby, the bottle dropped on the Bay Bridge. There's nowhere to pull over up there, and the baby was screaming at the top of his lungs. So and I, you know, it was a long ride, like a 30-minute ride across that bridge. And so I wanted to help the baby, but I couldn't because I had to drive. And so I had to let the baby scream. And God immediately downloaded this ideal to me because I just didn't want the baby being unhappy like that. And he showed me something that was hands, would hold a bottle hands-free for the baby.
Wow.
And that's how it was birthed. So I can't take all the credit because God showed me what to do.
Wow, Dr. Veronica, this is the first time I'm hearing the details of the story. I love it. So literally, in that moment, God gave you the download. He gave you the image of this invention based out of a need.
Out of a need.
So, wow, that is so powerful. Now, obviously, you get this idea based out of a need of a situation that you're dealing with in the moment on the road. What made you think I should move forward with it? Where do we go from there in the story? I'm like on the edge of my seat here. This is so rich already, and we're just getting started.
You know, when I was driving and I saw the image that God showed me, the solution, really, because most inventions are in response to a problem. They're a solution for a problem. So when I
That's
saw
so
the
true,
solution,
Dr. Veronica. Say that one more time for those that are listening in. Because, and the reason why I ask you to say it one more time for those that are listening in, because this is the thing. You acted on that witty idea, but I'm sure people are listening in And they got this witty idea and thought, oh, my God, that's amazing.
Right.
And they never did anything with it. So say that one more time.
Most inventions are the solution to a problem. Just like when you talked about Joy, I saw that movie also, and I didn't know you thought about me at that time. But
I know. I did, though, for real. I really did. I'm not just saying that because you are on the show. But I did because, of course, I met you and I saw your images for your creation, and I thought, wow, how amazing. And so when I saw
the movie
Joy and went on that journey, I thought, oh, my goodness. You know, because, again, female inventor, out of a need, the self-bringing miracle mop, out of a need. And, you know, her story is her story, and we're hearing your story today.
Yeah, a lot of people called me when that movie came out and told me to either go see it or it reminded them of me. So to make a long story short, God gave me that invention. And all day when I took the baby out of the car and went and filed my papers that I needed to do in San Francisco, something totally different to deal with my other business. And I still couldn't get it out of me. I couldn't get the vision out of my system. I was seeing it clearer and more clear. So I came home and I told my dad about it. And he said, write it down. And this is scriptural too. He said, write it down and mail it back to yourself. And it makes me think of Habakkuk 2:2. Write the vision down, make it plain upon tables that he that read it can run with it. So I drew it all out. I put it in an envelope and I addressed it to myself and mailed it back. And at that time, my dad called it a poor man's patent, because when you mail it back to yourself, it's sealed and you put it in a safe place. You can always prove by the postmark and the drawing inside or whatever you wrote inside that you were the originator. So I followed his instructions. And that began the journey, pretty much, of being a patented inventor. I just walked through the steps and of learning. I didn't know any. I was like you. I didn't know any inventors. And I had often heard my great-grandmother was born in 1900. And I always heard this story that her husband was an inventor. They said he cut the potatoes really small, really thin, and he called them chips. And he stood outside in the open and sold them on the streets in bags. And someone bought it, the ideal from him for $25. So that's the first I had ever heard of an inventor, because they would say he invented the potato chips. Whether that story is true or not, it was sown in my spirit in an early age, the word inventor. But I never planned to be an inventor. I never, knew I would get this idea. It just happened the way I described it on the Bay Bridge with this baby crying. And because I work with people with disabilities, physical disabilities, a mental retardation, autism and that sort, the product can also help, you know, those kind of people who don't have fine motor skills, who can't hold bottles, who can't hold cups and things like that, because it's the way it's designed, you can attach it to different kinds of equipment like strollers, wheelchairs, car seats, hospital bills, bed rails, and things like that. So it just kind of, after I got the idea, it just kind of came to life on its own. And for those who are trying to invent things, I wish I had someone who could tell me, like I'm telling you the story, because I had to figure it out. I had to guess. I tried all of those little advertising things on TV where I probably spent money that I shouldn't have spent. I could have simply went to the USPTO, which is the United States Patent and Trademark Office, and there they have a whole library of information and people who will talk to you on the phone, walk you through the process, and you'll save a lot of money. Because I paid some people who really were going to my idea, and I had to get a lawyer to stop them from saying they already had the idea after I signed contracts and paid them. So I almost paid them to take the product from me. And that was a lot.
Well, you know what's
experience.
Interesting, Dr. Veronica, if I can just interject with you. What's interesting, and this is what, you know, again, the parallels in your story and Joy's story, because she had a similar situation. I know we were talking offline about the cost of molds and you know, all of that, which is a part of your
yeah.
patent, and someone stealing that. And we're going to talk about that a little bit further. But I remember as well in the movie Joy, similar parallel issues and challenges, because she too was a first inventor for the very, you know, for the very first time. And so
mm-hmm.
let's kind of slow down just a little bit, because I want those that are listening in to really capture the richness of the nuggets of the journey. So one,
mm-hmm.
it was birth, Happy Helping Hands was birth out of a need. In a moment, God gave you the image of it, the download of it. You captured it. So that was your conversion to the next level. You were a vessel to receive it, then you had to capture what you were
yeah.
seeing from God. Then you had
exactly.
to move forward and begin to step out on it. Started speaking the vision. As you spoke the vision, people led you in different directions. Like you said, your dad said, mail it to yourself. That's a poor man's patent. You know, different things that you
yes.
did not know. Now, let me ask you, what was the process from being on the bridge, getting the download, to getting the patent?
Well, I drew the first thing was I drew it and mailed it to myself. The second thing is I started doing a little of my own research, really didn't have a direction, but I just started you know, trying to find out as much information as I could about patents, you know, doing a patent. So I went to some corporations that were supposed to help you, but then I had problems
mm-hmm.
with them because they liked the idea a little too much. So I eventually went on my own, and I went start looking for manufacturers, and I went to like hardware stores, and I started buying the materials to make what is called a prototype. I'm sure everyone knows what a prototype is. So I made my own prototype at home, and then finally
mm-hmm.
I started looking for manufacturers. And when you do that, you have to figure out what kind of materials you want to use and then get the proper manufacturer who works in those kind of materials. So there's different manufacturers who only do certain things. So whatever your product is going to be, you have to find the one who works with the materials and the kind of product you're trying to bring to life. So I
you
ended
know,
up
mm-hmm.
with a prototype.
Uh-huh. I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off in mid-thought. But as I'm listening to you, Dr. Veronica, I am literally sitting here in awe. And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, why are you in awe? I'm in awe because I'm hearing your tenacity. You know, and I'm sitting here and I'm thinking maybe we need to back up a little bit so that our global listening audience can really understand what made you think that you could do this. Because I'm hearing the tenacity and there had to be something more. There has to be something more to this story that made you think, I got this witty idea. Okay, I wrote it down and all
I'm
of that.
So
and I
glad
start moving in the direction.
Asked. I'm so glad
you
asked.
You have me captivated. I'm so drawn in. I'm like, oh, my
you
God.
Know,
you went from this bright idea on the bridge to out of the need in the moment to sketching it out, to starting the process, please tell us what made you think you could do this and you had never been an inventor before.
This is something I know that God was in this whole thing from beginning to end, because I was in a Bible study shortly, maybe a day or two after I got the vision from the download. And as we were turning pages to go into Bible study, I found this scripture that I never paid attention to before. It's Proverbs 8, verse 12, and it says, "I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions." And I was like, what? God thinks about inventions? That's something he has something to do with? And when I look up that word prudence, it means cautiousness. Mm-hmm. And so when a person is inventing, and especially when we live in this kind of world system where people do take from you, I understand now why you have to be so cautious and why you have to get patents and why you have to get trademarks and why you have to get copyrights and why you have to be cautious and protect your idea until, you know, God seals it. And I really believe he seals it for you too, because that happened to me, even though I had someone, you know, take my molds, my first manufacturer, I paid him and he did really good. And I ended up signing up 43 Walmart stores. And when I was too honest and open, I wasn't cautious, which is what prudence means. And I told him too much, and he took my molds and he tried to do it. But thank God, when I say God seals it and protects it, people who I had told about it, and because I had had my first 1,000 made, and I had them made over in Pakistan, when I got them, they were selling so good and so fast. And I was doing these shows. I was doing these gift bag shows in Hollywood. So a lot of the entertainers and movie stars knew the product, and they had started to know me. So when he tried to sell it, God protected it. And they would call me, and they would get people wouldn't deal with him. They knew it was my idea. So that was more than I could do. You know, it had to be an intervention from God that they would even call me.
About what you just shared, Dr. Veronica? What I love is that you just, for you is for you. You know, because so often we don't want to share the vision, and there could be someone that we have to be cautious. And I love that you brought God's word into the mix and shared the scripture with us. We have to be wise in who we share it with. But what I love is that in your innocence and sharing too much to someone who didn't have good motives, God protected what he had given to you. Now, how long has this time frame been? From the birth of the idea on the bridge, you know, in the moment, out of a need, how long has this been?
It wasn't an overnight success. I got the original idea in about 1999. I think 1996, because my dad passed away that same year. But it was a slow process because it was a learning curve for me, and it just wouldn't leave. I was so passionate about doing it, I just didn't know what to do. And so,
you know what I love? You know, I keep jumping in and sharing these nuggets. I apologize, Dr. Veronica. I don't mean to break your train of thought, but I want the listening, our global listening audience, to really hear key things that you're sharing. And as the coach, I'm hearing what you're saying at a different level. You just spoke about you were very passionate about it. And, you know, you had that fire burning in you to fight for what you really believe God gave you despite the adversity. And I thought it was
that
so
was
important
it.
To point that out, that we don't just kind of zoom over that, because having passion for something is so key. And, you know, I have to share this with our global listening audience. I want to kind of recap that we spoke about. Dr. Veronica said, I got the download in the moment of what God gave me. I made a decision and trusted what God spoke. She began to move and act on what God spoke. And despite the circumstances, the delays, the challenges, she was filled with passion to pursue it and fight for it. Okay, so pick it up from there, Dr. Veronica. Tell us more. I'm loving this story.
So I will say it was a fight, and it reminds me of an old saying my grandmother always said to us, winners never quit and quitters never win. And you never realize how those little things stick with you in life, even if you never repeat it. I didn't repeat it until I got involved with this invention when I was a grown woman, but that was said to me as a child. So I have an opposition. I didn't say that I got a patent lawyer, and I want to say this to our listening audience. I paid for a patent. I paid for what I knew, but you never know what you don't know. And I found out later that I should have gotten a international patent when I only got I got the best patent you could get, which thank God they granted me a utility patent, which means no one can produce it without getting licensed from me. They can't even copy the idea or, you know, change it up a little. And then the other kind of patent is a I'll come back to that. But there's two kind of patents, and you want to get on USPTO, United States Patent and Trademark Office, so you can learn all these things. Because had I known that I could get my international patent all at the same time, I was thinking, oh, this is expensive. I paid about $8,000 to a lawyer, and it was a 2-year process. As soon as you file, you become patent pending. Whether you get the patent or not, find out through that process. So some people file their own patents. To me, you have to be really a person who will stay on top of things, because they send you a lot of paperwork that you have to answer back to, or you could lose your place with the patent process. So I would advise anybody to get on that site. You can Google it, USPTO, and you can read about it. They have videos. I so wish I had known this in the beginning of the process. And they don't tell you which lawyers to hire or anything like that. You have to get your own lawyer, but you get a patent lawyer, and they know the process. All patents are granted within a 2-year process. It doesn't go past that. So I learned a lot going through this. I had a lot of warfare, a lot of battles. And at one time when the guy stole my molds and tried to put it on Amazon for himself, I almost just wanted to throw in the towel, but God gave me this. So I always had a passion for it, and I just couldn't not stop fighting. And I was thinking about, you know, a lot of people were telling me, you should sue him. But good advisors and good lawyers came into my life and told me, don't waste your time. Put it out on the market and then let him sell and, you know, whatever he sells. So I had a lawyer write him a cease and dismiss order, and he couldn't do much after that. And so I was able to restart my dream, get my molds made in China for a little bit more than Pakistan, but it was still well worth the wait. And there was a time I was saying that I almost wanted to quit, because I felt like, wow, you know, he delayed me. I couldn't fulfill my order with Walmart, the local Walmarts that had signed me up. And now, and to this day, that's something I still have to walk into, because I was delayed. But I realized a delay is just that, only a delay. And if I don't pursue the dream, who will? So that's my passion. I know that God gave it to me. at the time I wanted to quit, I was in a big meeting at a Thunder by the Bay as a church, and Miles Monroe was there at the time, and I was sitting way in the back there a little late and didn't get a good seat, and I was in the center of the auditorium with thousands of people, and he pointed and said, there's somebody in here who God has called to bring a witty invention to the market, and you want to give up, and God is mandating that you walk in that call. And when he said that,
wow,
it put all the fire back in me again, because it looked like he was pointing straight at me with all those thousands of people in there. And the lady who was with me knew about it, and she punched me and said, girl, you better get going on that thing. And so it's been all kind of little signs from God and all kind of divine interventions along the way. And everybody might not say that, but for me, that's my story and my journey. And it's just been a fun journey. When there's something that is a passion in you, you don't give up. You know, and it's my baby. It's for me to birth into the earth realm. And people who know about it enjoy it. And, you know, a lot of people say, I wish they would have had that when I was having babies. And, you know, just the response. And I've did a lot of trade shows. One time I had like 300 pieces, and this lady came to Las Vegas to one of my trade shows. And she bought everything and carried it out and like garbage bags, you know, the black garbage bags. She went and found those garbage bags and bought everything mm-hmm. I had. So things like
wow.
that just push you to keep going, you know. And I did some wonderful shows at the World Trade Center in Dallas. I had a store there, and buyers would come and buy it. You know, this was, of course, before the pandemic. So I'm on a real relaunch now, and going to, you know, continue in it and continue to help people who want to invent. And if anyone wants to see the product, you can go to Happy Helping Hand, no S. A lot of people add that X, but it's like one hand. HappyHelpingHandInc.com, and you can see the website. And if you have any questions about inventing your own product, there's a station there where you can make comments, and I'll get those, and I'll get back to you. Or you can go to my email, which is happyhelpinghandinc@gmail.com, and I'll respond, because I know that people have a lot of good ideas, and like Miles Monroe says, most potential is in the graveyard, and I just don't want to be in that number. I want to at least try, you know, and I like seeing people, babies, use the product. Some of the disabled people that I've been associated with using it on their wheelchairs or their electric scooters, it's just a good feeling to know that God used you to solve someone's problem.
And, you know, that's what's so powerful, Dr. Veronica, that God used you. And he used
you
because, because you were a willing vessel for him to flow through. And what I love is that clearly he trusted you enough to say, hey, you're going to bring this forth. And although it hasn't been an easy journey and you have had to fight for it and you're still in process on the journey, you've accomplished a lot and you're helping a lot of people. I love the name just in and of itself because it speaks to your heart and your heart of saying, I want to help others. If there's an inventor listening in, hey, let me share with you the insight and wisdom that I have gleaned on my journey that God has taken me through. If you had to leave our global listening audience with one nugget that you've learned to be true on your journey, and we're going to open up for questions and comments in just a moment. So, but I want to give you the opportunity to, if you had some insight that you had to share, wanted to leave someone with something, what would you say has been the greatest insight that you've gained on your journey to date?
I think you know, some people say pay it forward. I say sow seed by, you know, telling your story, helping others. And I believe that when you sow seed, you will receive a harvest. And I've had the opportunity of working with some really great people, like the principal of Fisher Price, the owner of Bliss Products, and I'm sure you guys see Bliss stores popping up all in the airports and all over. Those two ladies walk with me. They love my product, Fisher Price. I should have taken the deal with them, and that's a whole nother story. I've had some great opportunities to work with some great people who just wanted to mentor me, and that's why I think it's important that we are helpers one to another in whatever it is we do.
I love that, and I so appreciate your heart. And, you know, I think that this is a great time, Dr. Veronica, to go to our global listening audience. You know, let's go to the lines. Let's give those that are listening in an opportunity to ask a question, make a comment around what has been shared. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. To add yourself to the host queue, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are listening on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 5116453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. While we're waiting for our global listening audience to chime in, Dr. Veronica, what's next on the horizon for you? Is there something else in the hopper that you want to share with us? Is your product available for the layperson? I know you mentioned babies, so if there's a mom out there listening who has a baby, can she get the product? So give us a little bit more insight about what's next, and is the product available for the layperson?
Yeah, it's available. I'm selling on Facebook. The page is Happy Helping Hand Inc. So Inc. Happy Helping Hand Inc. Or you can go on the website happyhelpinghandinc.com. I will be making it more visible and more available as the days come. I don't know. I forgot part of your question. I'm sorry. Is it available?
Oh, no, that's okay. And what's next for you? And I know I said more than a mouthful, so forgive me for overloading in that moment.
Right.
Yeah. What's
right
next
now,
on the horizon
right now,
for Dr.
Right now I'm starting a book. I don't know if the title will change, but it's My Life, My Journey. It deals with my first love, which is ministry. I'm a ordained minister and evangelist. So that's something I'm doing. And with the product that I already mentioned, there's accessories to that product, so that I'm getting into developing the accessories. Like it'll hold, you know, children like to ride with their, these days children have phones. I was on a train ride and I saw a little 9-month-old baby with her iPad, and she was just elephant. She was 9 months old, just starting to talk. And her mother was provoking her to learn. So I developed a holder that can hold phones and iPads, different toys, cups, bowls for when children are snacking and you don't want them to spill the snack in the car. So it's developing a kind of a life of its own as far as accessories are concerned. And then the book, I'm getting into my book on my spare time.
I love it, and I thank you so much for sharing that. I really want to just kind of wrap things back around. And again, I want to share with our global listening audience that our lines are open. We would so love to hear from you. Are you taking anything away from what is being shared today? What's the greatest insight that you've gleaned from Dr. Veronica's story and Happy Helping Hands? Would love to hear from you. This is, again, the time in which our lines are open for you, our global listening audience. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, if you're listening in on your electronic device, in front of your electronic device, you have to dial in, and the dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. But as you know, Coach Adams wants to make sure that you really are tracking with us on the journey and you got the nuggets so that you will be empowered on your journey. That's what Motivational Mondays is all about. But I see we have a caller that we'll take first, area code 707-2214. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and in-studio guest, Dr. Veronica. Go right ahead.
Well, hello, Coach Adams and Dr. Veronica, Lady Tabitha.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, family. I got to tell you, ladies, I'm enjoying this show. Dr. Veronica, I've known you for many years, and I never knew about the details. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat coming
Wasn't
across the bridge.
Wasn't that powerful, Lady Tabitha?
It was. Oh, my God. It was powerful. She's so witty. And then the download. And like you said, how many of us get ideas but taking it all the way from the download conception all the way to the marketplace? So I just want to say congratulations, Dr. Veronica. We are so excited. I'm so excited for all the your new inventions and just you sticking in there. And I love the way you told the story. I was hoping, I thought this is recorded. This is good stuff. I thank you.
It
and
really
I thank you for your
support
and believing in the product and even purchasing the product. I thank you so much, Lady Tabitha.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So I'm going to sign off so I can hear some more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Go ahead,
I was just going to say thank you so much for tuning in and for engaging. We so appreciate your engagement. It's valued and appreciated. And we thank you for being not only a supporter of Dr. Veronica, but being a supporter of Coach Adams and Win International and Motivational Monday. So appreciate you. Well, as we continue in today's broadcast, I really, and Lady Tabitha, I ask that you press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue unless you have another question later down the line or comment. But I really wanted to, Dr. Lowry, I wanted to share with our audience just some of those highlights in which you shared with us. And the reason for that is one tunes in to Motivational Mondays and they're looking to get tools that they can add in their toolbox. And, you know, I was capturing some great notes as you were sharing, and I would love for you, as you feel inclined, to just kind of give us a little greater fullness around each of those little nuggets that I was able to capture. Number one, the download. When you got the download, obviously, what a great story. I mean, and Lady Tabitha just said that as well. That was birthed out of a need in the moment. When you got that download, how did you know it was from God?
I had never even thought about inventing anything. I surely saw the need. And, you know, I remember just having my own child and rolling up blankets and making props, pillow props and things to hold bottles. And never thought, you know, and then, again, I told you I work with severely disabled people. And I think it's just all very awesome of God. My doctorate, I'm not a medical doctor. I wear a title doctor, but it's a doctor's of humanity. So I've always worked with people. My concern and my heart has always been for people. And I just knew it was from God, something that would help people. And I just felt like because it was from God, I would have to walk it out and see it through.
And in that moment, because you knew it was from God, did you instantly make the decision and say, although I've never invented anything, and I may not know exactly how this is all going to unfold, did you instantly say yes and make the decision and say, God, I'm going to do it?
Yeah, I did, especially when I saw Proverbs 8 and 12 and found out that God was involved in what he invented.
Yeah, I did.
And I believe in marketplace ministry also. I believe that, you know, we the people of God will bring and have in the past brought many things to the marketplace that help people. I think of some of the great inventors, you know, that things that change people's lives. And so, you know, although mine is, you know, kind of a little simple technology, I would like to be remembered as someone who helped and changed, did something that could help enhance and make someone have a better quality of life.
And, you know, what I love about what you shared, even on a deeper level, the inventor was in you, but you didn't know it yet. You hadn't yet tapped into it until that moment of getting the download. And the reason why I say
right.
that in tracking with you on this story, as you mentioned, with my own child, I was rolling towels up and different things to prop up the bottle because I knew that that was a need. So you were able to see that, and you were fighting even before getting the download of trying to meet this need. You went into the car with the baby, and I remember you said you had it propped up, but unfortunately because you were on the road, it was temporary and it fell and all of that. And so that's just so powerful because it's important for our global listening audience to recognize whatever it is that is in your coded in your DNA, as Lady Tabitha and I both would say, I'm always talking about our purpose is coded in our DNA, that God would give that to you for you to unlock that code, whatever it is. For me, it's speaking, teaching, training, and coaching. For Dr. Veronica, she had never thought about being an inventor, but yet that was it. For you, it may be a writer for the first time. It may be a movie, a screenplay, a business, whatever it is, that witty idea that God would give you and how it would show up, you have to execute on it and move on it. So you got the download, you made the decision, you trusted that it was God, you begin to act on it and move. And as you spoke it, people started to come and support you. It sounded like you said that there were individuals
yeah.
that said, hey, I'll support you. Even with the adversity, you still saw God confirming his hand at work. But this is the thing. Did you have to move and do something?
I had to continually move. And I want to say this to the listening audience, is every time I stopped, it stopped. There was nothing. So when God gives you something to walk it out, you have to continually move towards the dream. Or the dream just becomes a dream and it never becomes a reality.
Ooh, Dr. Veronica, that was so rich. And it was so rich because I often say what you said in a different way. But what I loved that was so powerful, you said, when I moved, what I needed was drawn to me. I'm paraphrasing
mm-hmm.
in Coach Adams's way. But when I stopped moving, nothing happened. Because the
right.
movement is the activator. The movement
That's
is
so
the
powerful,
converter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just took from what you said, and I see it so clearly, because so often we think, I'm going to sit on the bench of life. Yeah, I'm going to put my feet up. I got this great idea or business or whatever it is, and we don't activate. We don't move to convert it. And so I love how you made that so clear for us that when you moved, things were happening. And when you stopped, it in essence stopped. Wow, that was so powerful. Any other thoughts that you want to share and leave our audience with? I mean, it's amazing how quickly an hour of power flies by. I'm seeing the time. We spoke about having to be tenacious and having that passion for it. Anything else that you would like to share that maybe I missed and that you want to make sure you illuminate for us?
I'll just say this, Ed, about how when you move, things move for you. God has placed people, even physical, you know, people. I like I said earlier, some powerful people. The owner of HSN, I worked with him. I had offered to buy it, you know, and I told, well, offered to put it on HSN and in his show, and had me to dinner and everything. Then I had the Fisher Price lady who walked with me for a whole year. Then I had another year of the Jordache lady. Bliss. I don't know if she wants her name out like that. But the company owner of Bliss walked with me for a whole year. And she also set up my manufacturing that I currently use. And they both did it at, they sold into my life. They didn't charge me a dime.
So, wow, that's so powerful because that speaks to God's favor. You know, so often, and we have to wrap it up, and I don't have time to get into this one, but we talk about through BOSS, the youth leadership training curriculum in which I serve, many of our mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, BOSS, the Movement and Vertical Leap, about birthing a vision with no money. And, of course, you shared that you had to invest money and so money. But when it came to the support that you needed and all of that, they were just willing to sow into you. And if we just move, the people are in the atmosphere. The people are positioned to support us. But, again, it goes to what we said. When you move, the people are there. When you're moved, things will happen. But when you stop, nothing happens. That was so powerful, and I thank you for bringing out that point. Woo! We're going to have you come back in the future to hear what's next on the horizon for you and other things. Please share your website and contact information one more time as we prepare to wrap up today's installment of Motivational Monday with Coach Adams. And thank you so much, Dr. Veronica, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blessing for you to invite me on your show. My website is happyhelpinghandinc.com. happyhelpinghandinc.com. And if you just want to ask any questions, my direct email is happyhelpinghandinc@gmail.com. And thank you again so much, Coach Adams, for having me on tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. What rich content you have deposited in each and every one of us tonight based on your story. It was truly a rich journey that you took us on. And I'm sure those that are listening in would say, wow, I got some great nuggets. We want to continue this dialogue with you. Maybe you didn't ask a question or make a comment. You can definitely connect with us through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, it is an open group. All are welcome. Simply ask to join if you're not already a part of the group. Please feel free to leave comments around today's installment of Motivational Mondays. If you have any questions or comments, we would love to hear that. Maybe you have a show idea that you would like to hear us tackle that topic. We would like to definitely cover that. And maybe you have a guest that you feel would be a great, rich contribution to the airwaves with us here on Motivational Mondays. We're open to that. To get in touch with our team, you can visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, or give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101 to contact us, hear more about the full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has to offer. We love Mondays, and we thank you so much for tuning in with us today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We're going to sign off temporarily for now. Next week, oh, I'm so excited about next week's in-studio guest. We're going to be talking about the power of Christmas music. We have an artist that is very near and dear to my heart. She has a new Christmas CD out that I love. It's so uniquely different. She's very gifted. Raquel Herring shares with us next week on Motivational Mondays. We ask that you tune in and join us for that installment. Thank you again. For now, we chime off, and I leave you with this. I coach, and you win.